You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Monday afternoon. We're now joined by Mark Russo. He's at Risk Pulse in Chicago. Thanks, Mark. Hope you had a good Easter weekend.
Yeah, thanks, Todd. It was a wonderful weekend here.
Let's talk about some of the weather that is in the offing. Things dried out yesterday. Looked really good today so far, and what I can see is that there might be some open weather for producers to get fields dried out. I don't know how quickly they'll get into the field, but soon enough, if we can keep it up. What do you see?
Yeah, certainly the pattern from now into the early part of May, it looks like a kind of a typical mid-spring type of pattern, a rainfall pattern, and by way of there's some rain systems coming through, and they'll come through at different intervals and will be kind of variable in terms of coverage and totals. So we're not seeing anything that's exceptionally wet from a pattern perspective, but on the other hand, we're not seeing anything that's exceptionally dry that features, you know, belt-wide dry conditions. Overall, over the next couple of weeks, it looks like this week is the most favorable week across the Midwest, and already that's on top of the southwestern Midwest for southwest Illinois through Missouri, much of the southern half of Iowa, even extending down into Kansas. That's been a zone that has missed out on the significant precip totals of late. And so combining that with, generally light precip and infrequent precip here this week, that should allow for some pretty good field work and planning as we go through this week.
And after we get this week done, what do you see?
Yeah, for next week's rain opportunity, again, it doesn't look like overly wet or an excessively wet pattern, but as it looks right now, it does look like portions of the central and northern Corn Belt would be the area a bit more favored from a rainfall total standpoint, but again, it doesn't look overly problematic. I guess from just a overall macro point of view, certainly it looks variable. You have some areas that are seeing much better conditions for planting, but then other areas that will continue to have delays, and that's really the theme going into early May.
There will be importance placed upon a little heat and some wind to get things dried out so that equipment can move. Does that all come along with this drier air that we'll be seeing?
We're definitely not seeing anything unseasonably cold here coming up. Temperatures here in the Corn Belt will be variable on a day-to-day basis, but averaging out to be near normal with time. And so I guess compared to last week, the outlook's a little bit cooler, but again, no sign of any turn to a longer duration, unseasonably cold pattern, which again is different from a year ago, where the second half of April was unseasonably to even record cold. Definitely not going that route this year, and actually, going in some areas of the southern U.S., actually the opposite way into a warmer than normal pattern.
Hey, thanks so much. I do appreciate it.
Hey, you're welcome, Todd.
Mark Russo is with Risk Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois. He joins us on this Monday edition of the Closing Market Report. It came to you from Illinois Public Media. It's public radio for the farming world. Look us up. Listen to us on demand anytime you'd like. WillAg.org, Spotify, iTunes, the Google Play Store, NPR One, Stitcher, SoundCloud 2. I'm Todd Gleason.